We begin the current daf itself, the Speya daf Hey. We begin four lines down from the daf of the Amud, where the Gemara continues the discussion of the previous daf. And that is, we said that although generally when there's a machlekes Rabbi Yochanan and Rav, the halacha falls like Rabbi Yochanan, however, the Gemara said, Bahani Tlas, by these three halachas, which are regarding the halacha of our beginning of our Masechta, regarding Beish and Olda, halacha follows like Rav. And they are in three different instances of when you have one day going to another day. For example, when there's Yom Tov and Shabbos near each other, on that Rav said that Beish and Olda Bezeh is going to be Aser Bezeh. So let's say Yom Tov going to Shabbos or Shabbos going to Yom Tov. However, regarding when there's the 2 days of the diaspora of the Gullis, where there's 2 days Yom Tov, Beish and Olda Bezeh on the first day Yom Tov will be Mutter the second day Yom Tov. However, there's a difference regarding the third halacha, which the halacha is like Rav, regarding Beish and Olda Bezeh on the first day of Yom Tov of Rosh Hashanah, that regarding the second day of Rosh Hashanah, it will be Aser. As the Gemara explained, the reason for that is, as we find that regarding the Yom Tov Rosh Hashanah, it's different than the 2 days that we celebrate on Yom Tov in the diaspora in Galus. And that's because there it's based on the Suffolk. And hence it's really Kedush, it's really two different Kedushas. In a sense, one day is Kaddish, one day is Chal. So we don't view them as one long day. It's just we're not sure which is which. And therefore, Meman of Shachi, the way you look at it, if it's born on the first day, the second day is going to be Mutter, because either the first day was Yom Tov and now it's weekday, or the first day was weekday and now it's Yom Tov. Either way, it's not being born on the Yom Tov itself, which would be the Isra of Beis Hillel, the beginning of our Masechta, of Beis Shanal, the Yom Tov, it's going to be Aser. Now, however, that's what the Gemara continues now, which we explained that regarding Rosh Hashanah, the Gemara explained that Rosh Hashanah is different, because there it is one long Kedusha. And that is, as the Gemara had illustrated, regarding that they instituted not accepting Edus, testimony, regarding being Mekadesh, the 30th day of El, as the new month of Tishrei, because of what had happened once in error, regarding that the Levim already sang the Shir Shal Yoyim by the Tamid Shal Bein Abayim, the evening Karbid Tamid, because they thought no more Edim were coming. They thought it's not going to be Rosh Hashanah, it's going to be the 30th day of El. And then Edim came, and then that was a problem because that comes out that the shir they sang was wrong because it was supposed to be the shir of the end of Rosh Hashanah. Therefore, they said that once the Karmat Tamash Rabbein Abayim is coming and Edim didn't come yet, then we're going to just celebrate, we're going to start the counting of the month of Tishrei from the following day. However, since Edim do come, it is ultimately still Kaddish as Yom Tov Rosh Hashanah. So therefore, we're going to have 2 days of Rosh Hashanah, but it's not based on a suffix like the Yom Tov of Gullius, where they don't know when the Bezin was Mekadosh HaChadosh. Rather, even Bezin said that we're going to make 2 days of Rosh Hashanah. Therefore, it's like one long Kedusha, and therefore, if it's born on the first day, it will be us on the second day. It's like it was on the same day of Yom Tov. And that's where Agmar continues on the current Daf, where Amar Rabba comes to clarify regarding this halacha of Rab, that the two days of Rosh Hashanah are like one day, and hence the Beish and Olda Bezeh is going to be Asa Bezeh. That Rabbi says that, however, mitakonis Rabbi Yochanan Mezakeh ve'Eilech, from the institution, the takana of Rabbi Yochanan Mezakeh and further on, and that is Rabbi Yochanan Mezakeh made many takonis after the Churban Beis HaMikdash. And he returned the halacha as it originally was. And that is, originally, the Beis Din was Mekabel Edus the entire day, up until it got dark, to decide, let's say on the 30th day of El, is this going to be maybe the first day of Tishrei? Because if they see the new moon, so it's going to be the new month. Now, the reason why he returned it back to how it originally had been was because, really, the truth is, up until it gets dark, you could be Mekabel Edim, up until it gets dark, to say that this is the day, this is we saw the new moon, this is really the first day of the month of Tishrei. The whole reason why they stopped that was because of the problem that had happened with the Shira, the Shira that the Levim sing by the Tamash Rabbein Habayim, and we didn't want that to happen again, so we made a cutoff earlier than really it should be, which then created this situation where it's this, yes, Rosh Hashanah, but not Rosh Hashanah. Hence, we had really the counting started the next day, so we had to make the following day Rosh Hashanah, but this day, with also, the 30th of El was also Rosh Hashanah if Edom did end up coming, so we made it into one long, so to speak, day of 2 days of Rosh Hashanah. Now, that doesn't apply anymore because no more Beis HaMikdash. So there's no problem. So Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai made it back to how it originally had been. Therefore, what it comes out is that after the Churban Beis HaMikdash, there is no more 2 days of Rosh Hashanah for those in Beis Din. Because there's no need for that. It's either going to be the 30th or the 31st. If Edom come, so it's the 30th. If they don't come, then it's not going to be today at all Rosh Hashanah. We see it's only the 31st. Now, those who are far from Beis Din, who make 2 days, that's not because of the original takana, that's because out of doubt. They don't know, as it is by all Yom Tov Shein Shal Gullius, they don't know if the new month started on day 30, which makes the El into 29 days, or on day 31, which made it into a Chodesh Maleh. Now, based on that, is what Rabbi says, it comes out that Beya, that an egg that is laid, that is born on this day, the first day of Rosh Hashanah, is muteris, is going to be permitted on the second day, and that is, either way you look at it, one of them is going to be a weekday. So although the halacha is like Rav, that is only an application regarding before the takana of Yechon Mezakai, because then it was like one kedusha, as the Gemara had illustrated that. But after the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, and Yechon Mezakai said, so therefore there's no reason why not to accept Edom all the way till it gets dark. There's no more problem, which was the whole reason they instituted of making an earlier cutoff because of the Shir Shalbein Abayim, because they're not singing anymore, there's no more Beis HaMikdash. And therefore, there's not going to be this 2 days of Rosh Hashanah, at least in the sense for Bezdin to make it, because it's only for those who are far away, like every Yom Tov. Did not like learn the Mishnah Masechta Rosh Hashanah that we had quoted before, where it says that Mishachar Beis HaMikdash, that although we said that originally they accepted Edom all the way till the night time, therefore there was only 1 day Rosh Hashanah, but then they made an earlier cutoff because of the problem that happened one time with the Shira, but then when the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, Hishkin Rabbi Yochanan Mezakeh, then Rabbi Yochanan Mezakeh made a takana, Shiyum Mekabel Edos HaKadosh Kol Yom, that they should accept the Edos, because that's really what it should be. That's the biblical halacha of Edom Si, all the way till it gets dark. If it's not yet dark, even after the time of Mincha, they will accept Edom, and therefore he says, now there's no more problem with the Beis HaMikdash of the Shira, we will accept, and therefore again, the halacha will not be like, exactly like Rav said, that Beis Shanol Bezeh will be Aser on the second day of Rosh Hashanah, because there is no one, it's not like 1 day of Yom Tov anymore, which was the whole logic behind differentiating between Rosh Hashanah and other Yom Tov. Rather, it's like other Yom Tov Shogalias, where they're the only ones making 2 days based on the Safik, where Man of Shach, either 1 day is Kodesh or 1 day is Chal. Now, not only Abaya asked on this halach of Rabbah, but Baharabu, Shmuel Damar Tavayu, both of them say Be'asura, they say that the egg is forbidden, as we just quoted before in the name of that we said that's the halacha of Rav, that we said the halacha falls like Rav. So how can you say that after the Takana B'Yechon Mezakai, Rav came after that, and yet he still said that the egg is forbidden on the second day of Rosh Hashanah? So how can you say that's permitted? So Amalei, so Rabbi responded, he says, Amin alach anor B'Yechon Mezakai, I'm telling you, Atana, I'm quoting from you a Mishnah, Vad Amadli Rav Shmuel, you're asking me from Rav Shmuel, what do you want from me from Rav Shmuel, that they say it's Aser? I'm showing you a clear halacha, Rav Mezakeh, where there's no more reason to say that it's going to be Aser. But then the question becomes, Ul Rav Shmuel, Kash Masnitin. But then obviously the Mishnah that he's quoting is difficult to Rav Shmuel, where that we see Rav Mezakeh made it back how it originally had been, that they're not doing these 2 days Rosh Hashanah, which making it like one long Kedusha, because it's like, we know either it's the 1 day or it's the other day. And therefore, the other only ones that are making 2 days are the ones that are far away, that they don't know the correct day. That's the Yom Tov Sheni Shel Galus, where Rav himself even said that Neil Bezeh will be mutter on the second day. So the question is actually, what is the understanding of Rav and Shmuel that they say Rosh Hashanah will be forbidden? So I think my answer is Loi Kasha. So therefore, it's not really a question, because hold on. This halacha of Rav and Shmuel was talking about for us, those which the in Talmud Bavli, where they're the ones in Galus and Bavel, that it will be forbidden on the second day of Rosh Hashanah. And the reason is because we still follow the halacha having Rosh Hashanah of 2 days. And therefore, essentially, it's a continuation of the original takana, not because out of doubt. And the reason is, since we never stopped that original takana of Rosh Hashanah being 2 days, which even everybody, even in Beis Din, they had 2 days. Essentially, what the Gemara is answering is that we cannot say that our minig now to have 2 days of Rosh Hashanah is not because of the original takana. Rather, it then transferred to the other halacha of being a doubt, and hence that would be that the egg should be mutter, like Yom Tov Sheni Shel Galus, where Rav said the second day is mutter, that we can't say. And the reason is because since we never had, never, not even 1 year, an interruption of this original takana, that we should make it Rosh Hashanah 1 day and not 2 days. So essentially, it's a continuation of that original takana, which was that was instituted that Rosh Hashanah is going to be like one long day. Now, however, v'halahu, this that we're quoting, that I'm saying in the name of Rabbi Yochanan Mezakai, that's for those who live in Eretz Yisrael, where they don't make any more 2 days, because they know already they're accepting Edom all the way till the nighttime. So therefore, that whole takana of making one long day of 2 days doesn't apply anymore, because that was only based on the logic of the problem with the Shira, so that you have this gap which makes these 2 days. So therefore, for them, that's what I'm saying is mutter. And therefore, it's not a contradiction. Rav and Shmuel are talking about those in Bavel, where they never really lost that original takana, although that takana doesn't really apply anymore. But in a sense, they never lost that takana because they maintained 2 days anyway because of that suffix. So it's a continuation of that original takana of being one long day. And that's why Beis Shnol Bezeh is Asur Bezeh. But I was talking about for those in Eretz Yisrael, where it's only 1 day. And therefore, of course, you wouldn't say that it has 2 days of one Kedusha. However, Rav Yosef Amar, he argues, and so too two other Amaram that the Gemara will quote on this daf, they argue on this halacha of Rabba. And they say, Af me takanas Rabbi Yechim and Zakai ve'eilach be'asur. Now, even after the takana of Rabbi Yechim and Zakai, the egg will be forbidden. And obviously, what they're talking about is even in Eretz Yisrael. Because Rabba agrees that the halacha of Rabbi Shmuel are for those in Bavel, that the second day will be asur. They're saying even in Eretz Yisrael, even though it's only one day now, it's still going to be asur on the second day. Now, the reason is my time. What's the reason? Because Habadavish Shabiminyan, it's something that was this egg. The reason why it was originally forbidden from one day Rishon to the next was because there was a counting. There was a gathering of the Chachamim, and they counted together and they concluded to make Rosh Hashanah into 2 days. Now, as we explained, that was essentially one Kedusha, because they said if Edom don't come before the time of Mincha, then we're going to make the next day into Rosh Hashanah. But, however, if Edom do come, essentially this is still Rosh Hashanah. So there's 2 days, and that's why it's one long Kedusha, because essentially it's the one day. It's not based out of doubt. Now, so therefore, whoever celebrates 2 days Rosh Hashanah, the reason why they're doing it is because maybe Edom are not going to come before the time of Mincha. Now, v'chaldavash b'minyan, now this is the main thrust of what Rav Yosef is trying to say. So therefore, since this halacha was a davash b'minyan, so tzarech minyan achar, so therefore you need to have another counting for them to come to permit it, lahatiroi, that it should be permitted. And the Gemara later on will ask that it seems to be that what Rav Yosef is saying, when you say that there was original takana, where they made this halacha that Rosh Hashanah will have 2 days, a continuity of one Kedusha. That was the original takana. Now, although the reason doesn't apply anymore, because it was based on a reason that was the Shira of the Beis HaMikdash. Now, the Beis HaMikdash is not around anymore, and therefore the whole Isser wouldn't apply, which was to make it into one long day. However, that was not regarding the egg itself. The egg was never made a Isser that the egg born on this day will be forbidden the next day. It was only regarding accepting Edus, that was their takana. From Minchan on, we're not going to be accepting, hence that made it into one long day of Rosh Hashanah, and because of that, the egg born on the first day is going to be us to the second day. Now, however, regarding the accepting of the Edus, that Rabbi Yechim Zachai did retract, they did change the halacha, they were Nimnu Bugamru, and therefore that was undone. And therefore, if the accepting of the Edus was changed, so then the outgrowth of that, which is the egg, should also be included in that change. Why are we saying that what was counted on, which was the egg being forbidden because of this one long Kedusha, now, although the reason doesn't apply anymore because they are accepting Edus, but the egg itself was never counted on, that you have to have a counting of the Chachamim of the Sanhedrin to undo that, but that was never a takana to have to undo that. It was included in the original takana of the Edus, which they did undo, that the Gemara is going to discuss on Amud Beis. However, but this is what Rav Yosef is saying, is that the halach of Rabbah is not true, because even after Rabbi Yechim Zakai, that they changed the original cause of why the egg was forbidden, but the egg itself was never undone. Now, Amar Rav Yosef first explains, Menah Minila, says, where do I get this halacha that anything that became forbidden, what's called B'minyan, that there was a counting of the Chachamim, and they made this takana, that you have to have another minyan, another counting of Chacham to permit it. And what that means is that even if something happens, which the whole reason of the Isser doesn't apply anymore, doesn't make a difference, the Isser will still apply until you have a minyan of Chacham permitting it, just like over here where we're saying that even though it doesn't apply anymore because the Shira of the Beis HaMikdash, which was the whole reason why we said this halacha of the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah being like one long day, because it wasn't out of doubt to say it's based Kedushas, it was we instituted where we wanted it to be like this because we don't want that problem. Hence, it's like one long Kedusha of Rosh Hashanah. Still, since it's not undone, we're saying that the egg will still be forbidden the second day. So where do I know this halacha from, that you need minyan achalati, right? So it says a pasuk in Devar. It says that Hashem told Moshe when he was coming down from Kabbalah Satayr, it says, Lech Emolahem, go tell the Jewish people, Shuvu lochem lo aleichem, go back to your tents, go back to your houses, to your wives. Now the Gemara later on will explain what is the source from this pasuk that's showing that you need minyan achalati, right? And for Amen, another pasuk that illustrates this point is a pasuk in Shemais that says, "Bimsheich hayoyvel," when there's the lengthening, when they finish blowing the shofar, "Heimayal v'har," that means that's a sign that the Shechina has left the Har Sinai, and then they can go and ascend the mountain, which again, the Gemara will later on explain what is the source for this. V'tanya, and similarly, we also learned in the Mishnah Maaser Sheni that again, the same idea that you need minin achla atir, that you need another counting, although the original cause of the isra is not there anymore, you still need it to be undone, where we find that the Mishnah says kerem revai, which means to say the fruits of the fourth year, which everyone agrees applies to, let's say, by a vineyard, where the Torah says it's kodesh ilulim, which the means to say that it has a certain sanctity, those fruits of the fourth year of the tree, where the first 3 years it's orally, you can't eat it at all. The fourth year is kodesh tashem, which the Gemara learns elsewhere that kodesh, kodesh, it says here kodesh, and by Maaser Sheni it says kodesh, where there the halacha is that by Maaser Sheni, you either have to bring the produce up to Yerushalayim and consume it there, or you have to redeem it and then bring that those monies up to Yerushalayim and then consume it there. Now, so although that's the Ikar biblical halacha of Kerem Revai, that you either bring up the produce or you could even redeem it, however, the Chachama were Masakin, that Hoya Oila Li Yerushalayim, that you should bring it up to Yerushalayim, if Mahalach Yoim Echad L'chol Tzad, if you're only a day's distance on either direction of Yerushalayim, that you shouldn't redeem it, rather you should bring up the fruits themselves and eat them there in Yerushalayim, as Gemara will later explain. The reason was because they wanted to beautify Yerushalayim, the marketplace over there, with all the produce that people could bring from all over, so they were misakin, even though biblically you can redeem it and bring it up, just monies, that to bring up the produce if you're within a day's walk. Now, the Mishnah there says, v'zuhi tchum, and this is the boundaries of how far is a day's walk from Yerushalayim that you would have to bring it up. You have Elas, Min, and the Gir says Hadarim, the Elas from the south, the Akravas Min Hatzafin, and Akravas from the north, Loid Min Amarib, you have Loid from the west, the Yardim Min Amizrach, and you have the Jordan from the east. Now, so that's the halacha it says in Mishnah Maaser Sheni. The Amar Ula, and Ula said, V'yitem, and some say was Rabbi B'chana or Rabbi Yechanan, that Matam, what's the reason why they were geizer this halacha, that if biblically you could redeem it and bring it up to Yerushalayim, why did they say that if you're within a day's walk, then you have to bring up the produce itself? Was kadela atar shuka Yerushalayim bepeir, so that it should be beautified, should be decorated, the marketplace of Jerusalem with all these produce that everyone's bringing up. It's a covet for Yerushalayim that everyone should bring their fruits. Now, v'tanya, yet we learn the braisa that says, kam revai hoil Reb Eliezer. Reb Eliezer had these fruits of the fourth year of his vines. Now, he had this b'mizrach Loid. His plantation was to the west of Loid, b'tzad kfar Tavi, on the side of the village of Tavi. Now, that means, if it was towards the west of Loid, that means it was between Loid and Yerushalayim, which was within the distance of a day. Because as we said just before, according to that Mishnah Maaser Sheni, that Loid was the edge of the one day's distance to the west, which comes out that if this was to the east of Lod, that means to say it was between Lod and Yerushalayim. So it was within those parameters of the halacha that, as we said, they were masakin, yet you have to bring it up to Yerushalayim. Now, therefore, we continue on Amud Beis, where the Braisa says, Ubikish lafkir lanim. So therefore, he wanted to declare his produce only to the poor people, that let them gather it, and let them take it up to Yerushalayim, and let them eat it there. Because it was too difficult for him to have to bring up the produce, but that was the halacha, that you can't redeem it and just consume it there. So Amar Lo Tamidav, his student said to him, Rebbe, our master, our teacher, Kfar nimnu alecha chavarecha v'hitiruhu. Your friends have already counted, made a counting, have made a new takana based on the countings of the greatest sages, and they already permitted this, that is, to redeem it and to bring up the monies. Now, although that there was originally this takana that you have to bring it up, they were chazur v'nimnu. They went and they made a new counting and said, no, you don't have to anymore. Now, although this was actually after the Churban Beis HaMikdash, so why would you have to bring it up in the first place, or even the monies, or whatever it is because they held that Kedusha Achreina, the later Kedusha, was Kitchla Shaita v'Kitchla Aslava, which means to say the sanctity of the land always remains, even after the Churban Beis HaMikdash. So you have to bring up the produce or the monies. But his students were telling him, although there was this Takana, they revoked, they retracted on that Takana, and they said that you don't have to bring it up anymore. Now, man chavirecha, who are your friends that they were telling him that they already made this takana that you don't have to? That was Rabbi Yechem Zakkai, who he said made all these takanas afterwards, undoing certain things or making certain things zecher to the Beis HaMikdash. So therefore they said you don't have to bring up the fruits anymore, and rather you could just bring up the monies. Now, the diuk is, taima de nimnu, the reason is because they made a counting, and then they said that you don't have to bring up the fruit anymore, you can bring up the monies. Now, haloi nimnu loi, which sounds like that, had they not been nimnu, they didn't make a special convening and gathering to count this and say that we don't have to, we could change this takana, it would not have been that. Now, that's in spite of the fact that even on its own, by the default, the original takana doesn't even apply anymore, because the whole purpose was to beautify the marketplace of Jerusalem, of Yerushalayim. Now, once the Yerushalayim and the Beis Hamikdash was destroyed, we don't have any purpose of beautifying the marketplaces for the non-Jews who have taken control and taken over the Jerusalem. Yet still we see that you had to have a minyan. This proves, again, the same idea. Rabbi Yisrael is trying to say that anything that was made by minyan, tzarech minyan achlatir. So although Rab is saying a very valid point, that once Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai said that, look, we don't have a reason why not to accept Eidus all the way to the nighttime on the 30th of El, because what's the problem? The whole reason that they said that after Mincha time not to was because of the problem with the Shira of the Levim and the Beis HaMikdash. Now there's no more Beis HaMikdash, so we could accept Eidim all the way down to the night. And therefore, Rabbi said that would logically say that if the egg is born on the first day, it should be permitted the second day, because there's any more reason to have Rosh Hashanah 2 days. Because either one or the other. It was only because they made this gap, this window of Mincha time, where we're not making this anymore Rosh Hashanah. It's only going to be tomorrow. But if Eidim do come, it's still Rosh Hashanah. So it's really 2 days. That's 1 day. But on that once Rabbi Yochanan Mezakeh said that we're not having this anymore earlier cutoff. So it's either one or the other. Now, on that is what Rabbi Yisrael said. You're right. However, that's regarding Eidus. What I'm talking about is regarding the egg. The egg was forbidden, but we never had a Nimnu V'Gomer. We never had a special counting to permit it. So even though the original reason doesn't apply, it's still going to be forbidden on the second day of Rosh Hashanah. And these were all the proofs that he proved, that you see that if you had a minyan that made it Asr, even if the original reason doesn't apply anymore, you still need a minyan Achalat Tira. However, now the Gemara discusses these proofs, before it gets back to the original machlokes with Rav Yisim and Rabbi regarding halacha beish and old on the first day of Rosh Hashanah, if it's permitted on the second day of Rosh Hashanah bezman hazeh or not, first it discusses all the different proofs that he was showing of that if you have it becoming asur b'minyan, you need a minyan achalat tira. The Gemara is ma'ivil eimer. How do we learn out from the first pasuk that Rav Yisim brings regarding that you see that you need minyan achalat tira, and also why does he need two psukim? So on that, the Gemara explains Hachikama. This was what Rabbi Yisrael was learning from the first pasuk. Because Mechti, let's see. Ksiv, it says in the pasuk in Shemais, Heyu nechayinim l'shleishes yam, that Hashem had sent Moshe Rabbeinu to tell the Jewish people that let them be prepared in 3 days' time when they're going to be accepting the Torah on Har Sinai. And that includes Al tikshu el isha. Don't come close to the woman. And which means to say not to have marital relations. Now, however, what that by default means to say is that after the 3 days had gone by, that they already received the Torah, that they would be permitted betashmish in having marital relations. Now, if that's the case, so then the question is, why did the pasuk have to go back and then repeat and say what seems to be redundant, that they are permitted to be lush of lalem, to go back to their tents, which means it's a euphemism for marital relations. Lech amalehem shuvu lechem lo aleichem lamali. What do I need the pasuk of Hashem telling Moshe, go tell them, go back to your tents, which is permitting them to have tashmish amita? We know that it was only saying it's forbidden for 3 days, which means that after that's over, it's going to be permitted. So on that shmamina, that's what Rabbi Yisrael was proving, that since HaKadosh Baruch Hu said it's forbidden to have tashmish, therefore he himself, even though it already timed out and the original reason doesn't apply, he himself has to go ahead and say that it's permitted. And the same thing would apply for what we're trying to say, because kol davar shebeminyan, anything that was counted, which means say that they had instituted the thing that it's forbidden, tzarech minyan achlatir. You have to have a special counting, even though the original cause is not there anymore, to go ahead and permit it. Now, the question is then, this that he brought another pasuk of b'mshech hayovel, that to say that it's we're going to have minyan achlatir, that you have to permit it, why do you have to bring another pasuk? So that was because as follows, because v'chitem, and if you're going to say that this pasuk, don't bring me a raya from this pasuk of shuvu lechem lo aleichem, because you're right, once the 3 days times out, then of course it's going to be permitted in tashmish. And it's not because you need minyan achlati, right? Because that pasuk was not permitting for them to have tashmish amita, because that I would know on its own, you're right, that it's going to be permitted. Because rather, l'mitzvahs oynuhu da'asa, actually, that was a commandment that Hashem was telling the Jewish men, that I'm commanding you, even if you don't want to, now that you mekabel Torah, there's not a reason to go ahead and have less mitzvahs of oina, which is a chiyuv that a man has to his wife of marital relations. That is what the Torah is telling you with shuvu lechem lo aleichem. And therefore, there wouldn't be a raya from that pasuk, because he's not permitting tashmish, rather he's commanding tashmish. So I wouldn't know my proof. So tashma, come in here from the following pasuk, which was why he brought another pasuk. Now from there you'll see, again, the same idea that if it became asur b'minyan, you need a min achlat tirei, because the pasuk says b'mshech ha'yovel, when there's the extending of the blowing, he meyalu v'har, then that's a sign that the shechinah is leaving. Then they could ascend to the mountain. Now mechti ksev. Let's see. It says in the pasuk by the second giving of the luchos. There were two times the luchos were given. The first ones were broken. Then they got the second luchos. So it says there in the beginning of that pasuk v'ish lo yale yamach, no one could come up again. That same iser. Now the end of the pasuk, we learn that it says gam hatzayin v'habakar al yiru el mul haharhu. Also the cattle and the flock, they should not graze opposite that mountain. Now, what does it mean, hahar hahu? That word hahu is related to the word havaya, which means, say, as long as there's the existence of kedusha, of sanctity, where that means that the shechinah, the divine presence, was on the mountain, then it's going to be forbidden to ascend. However, what the inference is that when the shechinah removes itself from there, then it's going to be permitted by itself. And therefore, the question is, why do I need the pasuk to tell me when there's the extending of the blowing, which means it's a sign that the Shechinah is leaving, that it's going to be permitted. Why do I need a special permission by the first luchais? Because if we just said from the other pasuk that by default, once the Shechinah leaves, it's going to be permitted to go up. And the reason is that we're relating the first luchais to the second luchais is because actually the Shechinah didn't leave from the day of Matan Torah until it was already the 20th of Iyar that the clouds had that the Onan left, which was at a much later time. And therefore, they could have just learned out the heter of what was said by the first luchas from the pasuk of El Harahu, which is similar. We find that the Gemara says in Masechtas Tainis Daf Chaf Aleph Amud Beis that Rabbi Yossi says that it's not a person's place that honors him, but rather the person that honors his place, which the Gemara there learns, that as long as the Shechinah was on the mountain, the Torah said, Gam Atzayin V'Bokar Al Yiru, that was for a long time. When the Shechinah left, then the Torah said, B'mshech HaYovel HaMayal V'Har. And therefore the question is, why did we need a specific pasuk to say that it's going to be permitted to elevate, to go on to ascend to the mountain, if we know that it's only Hahu, when there's Havaya, when there's Kedusha is there, then it's Aser, once that leaves, which was already after that time, of what we know from the Luchas Achrayinus, that then it's going to be permitted. So why do we need a special pasuk? Shema Mina, that's why they brought the second pasuk, that Davish HaBeminyan Tzarech Minya Achalatire. That's something that was forbidden by accounting, which means Hashem says it's forbidden, even if the reason doesn't apply anymore, because the Shechinah is not there, you still need a special pasuk to say it's permitted. Now, on that, still the logic goes further. Because v'chite mahanim il b'daraisa, if you're going to say that maybe that's only biblical. In other words, by a prohibition which came out of Hashem's mouth, where then we have to hear from Hashem's mouth himself that it's going to be permitted. Abdu Rabbanon, but by something that was only made rabbinically prohibited, where the Rabbanon got together and say that it's asur, loy, then I wouldn't say that you need a specific explicit heter if the original reason doesn't apply anymore. Tashma, that's what the Raya's continue and says Kerem Revai, which are the fruits of the fourth year, because regarding this halacha, that we said that you have to take up the produce itself to Yerushalayim if you're within one day's walking, that was only Drabban, that was rabbinic halacha, because as we said biblically, no matter how close you are, you can even redeem it and bring it up to Yerushalayim, the monies. And yet, v'kam relay, and still they told Rabbi Eliezer that kvar nimnu alecha chaverecha v'hitiruhu, that they made a special counting your friends, that they needed a minion, even though it could have been inferred that it's permitted on its own. And therefore you see that even by rabbinic, you need minya achalat tira. Now Rav Yosef returns to conclude his original statement that he was arguing on Rabbah. So therefore, even after the Takanah of Birchem Zakai, where he said that the halacha of really making two kedusha, one kedusha of Rosh Hashanah, meaning making 2 days into one, really doesn't apply anymore, because we're going to accept Edom all the way to the nighttime, still the egg's going to be asur. Because the v'chi tema be'ya nami, because if you're going to say that maybe regarding the egg too, ibn ola Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai v'shar yu, maybe that Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai also rescinded that original takana, and he said permitted, and that he says no, because ki ibn a'edus, when did Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai that they said that nimnu v'gamru, that was only regarding accepting testimony, that they'll accept all the way to the nighttime. Abay lo ibnu, regarding the egg, they didn't, and since that was included in the original iser, that was never explicitly rescinded, it's, even though the original reason doesn't apply anymore, that is all the proofs I showed you, even by rabbinics, that there's still going to be a halacha of it's going to be usr until it's nimnu v'gamr, until it's minyan achar latira. However, Amalei Abaye asks on Rav Yosef, says, Atu beya b'minyan havya? Was the egg originally included in the Isser of the original Nimnu, the original Takana, which they said, okay, we're going to make it in one Kedusha, which means to say that the egg born on this day will be Asr the second day. Was that part of the Nimnu that they made it, the original Minyan making it Asr? It's not true. Be'i be'edus tal yemilsa. The reason why the egg was forbidden was because of a different Takana, which then inclusively included the Isser of the egg, was that regarding the accepting of the Edus, which was Itzer Edus, Itzer Be'ya. If the Edus of acceptance is going to be prohibited past the time of Mincha, which means say that we're going to have to make, if Edim come, these 2 days of Hashanah into like one long day, so then the egg is going to be prohibited. But Ishtri Edus, Ishtri Be'ya, but if the Edus is permitted to be accepted all the way to the night time, which they were Nimnu Bagamru, B'yachim Zaki was Misakin that they could accept now that the Beis HaMikdash is not around anymore. So therefore, he argues on Rav Yosef and he agrees to what seems like what Rab is saying, that of course the egg will be permitted the second day of Rosh Hashanah, because there was never original Isser on it to say that you need to have a special Minyan Achilat Tirei. So that was the Pshat of Rav Yosef, where Abaye seems to refute that Pshat. Now the Gemara brings two other opinions where they also argue on Rabba, but for a different reason. Rav Ada, Rav Shalman, Tavai mi Beit Kluchas, they're both from Beit Kluchas, Army, they said that Af mit Takana Shebi'achim Zakai Ve'elech Be'asur, even after the Takana Shebi'achim Zakai, which seems to say that, okay, no more one day Rosh Hashanah of the 2 days together as one, because we're going to accept Edus all the way to the nighttime, and therefore there doesn't apply the whole logic of saying that it's 2 days, because it's we're really starting at the next day, because we don't take Edom anymore, but Edom do come. It's still going to be us to the egg. My time, what's the reason? For a different reason, a concern. Meheri Yibana Beis HaMikdash, speedily, the Beis HaMikdash will be built very shortly. Now, when the Beis HaMikdash is going to be rebuilt, we're going to go back to the original Takana, not to accept Edus only up until Mincha time, because then you will be back to the problem, because if we'll accept afterwards, Levine might make that problem of seeing the Shir Shal Yoim, and it's really going to be end up being Rosh Hashanah, so we're not going to accept after the time of Mincha. Yet the Yom, the people are going to say, wait a second, Ishtakid Miloy Chalmu Be'ya B'yom Tavsheni, didn't last year we eat the egg that was born on the first day of Rosh Hashanah on the second day too? And that would be because, as we're saying, that there's no reason why not. Now, Hashanami Nechav, can say, oh, this year also let's eat if the egg was born the first day of Rosh Hashanah on the second day. Now, V'lo Yadi, but they're not going to know, the Ishtakid Shtei Kedusha, saying they're not going to be able to differentiate it and say that, oh, that's because that was when we didn't have the Beis HaMikdash, then there were two different Kedushas. As we said, there was no reason to make it one to Kedusha because there's no problem of having the Edus, because there's no problem with the Shira. But V'hashta Kedusha Achasi, but now the Beis HaMikdash is rebuilt, we're back to the original Takana of having it as one Kedusha, because we have to make this window where we're not only going to make Rosh Hashanah the following day, because we don't want to have this problem with the Shira, but yet it's still going to be Rosh Hashanah. And therefore, the egg will be usher even this year. Even though it doesn't apply, it shouldn't be, because it's really two kedushas. But since when the Beis HaMikdash will be rebuilt, they might end up making that error. So to prevent that mistake, we make the egg born on the first day of Rosh Hashanah on the second day, usher even bezman hazeh. Now that the Gemara asks on their interpretation, if that's the case, say edus namin loy nekabel. Then even testimony, which was Rabbi Yechon Mezakis Takana, that once the Beis HaMikdash is destroyed, so therefore there's no reason why we shouldn't accept Edus all the way till the night, because there's not going to be any kilka with the Shira, we should not accept Edus after the time of Mincha, even now. My time, what's the reason? Same reason you're saying. Meheri Yibana Beis HaMikdash, very speedily Beis HaMikdash is going to be built. B'yemi, they're going to say, wait a second, Ishtakid Miloy Kabalni Edus Achidush Kalyam Kulot? Didn't last year we accept Edus all the way, it was right before it got dark, and we still accepted Edus to make today as Rosh Hashanah? So Hashanam Nekabal, this year now, even though the Beis HaMikdash is rebuilt, let's also accept Edus. Yet we don't say that. Rabbi Yechon Mezakai was Moina, and he said that we could accept all the way to the nighttime. So obviously we see the logic you're saying is not true. And that they answered, no, Hachi Hashta, can you compare the two regarding saying an egg we're concerned about, but regarding that Edus HaChedesh we're not concerned about? Hasim over there, Edus Misrul Abazdin, who is that halacha applicable to regarding when you could accept testimony that they saw the new moon to create the new month? That's only for Bezdin. Now they know the reason. They're not making that mistake. They know what the parameters of halacha are. And therefore, we can make Edus all the way till now, but when it comes to Beis HaMikdash, they'll know that we're not going to because of the problem with the Shira. But Be'i Lachol Masura, the halacha of an egg being born, is given over to everybody. That happens to anybody who has a hen. Now, not everybody's coming to ask a shaila because they just rely on what they did last year, what they did last time, and they rely on what they were habituated to, which was to eat the egg that was born on the first Rosh Hashanah on the second day, which, however, once the Beis Hamikdash will be rebuilt, speedily in our days, that halacha would not apply because it's going to be one long kedusha as the original takana was, and therefore even bezman hazeh, we don't want people getting used to that, and therefore that beish and elder bezeh will be asa bezeh, not like Rabba said. Now the Gemara brings a third opinion that also argues on Rabba. Rabba Amar, af mit takanas Rabbi Yechon mezakeh ve'elach be'asur, even after the takana Rabbi Yechon mezakeh, which again Rabba's logic was that therefore it shouldn't be any reason that beish and elder bezeh should be asa bezeh, because you're back to really having like a regular one-day Yom Tov Rosh Hashanah, still the second day of Rosh Hashanah will be prohibited the egg. And the reason is, because Miloy Moed Rabbi Yechon Mezakeh, doesn't Rabbi Yechon Mezakeh agree that She'imbo Edim and Mincha Lamala, that if let's say Edim do come after the time of Mincha, before it gets dark, Shinoigin Oysa Hayim Kaidish Ulamacha Kaidish, he also agrees, even though he's saying that we'll accept Edis all the way to the nighttime, but if they come in that window of time, that we're not going to make just one day of Rosh Hashanah, meaning this day, we're going to make this day and the following day. In other words, even though Rabbi Yechon Mezakeh was mesaken, that look, we're going to accept the Eidus HaChodesh the entire day, to count the counting of the days of the month, that the month and the Yom Tovim that are going to come throughout this month will start from this day as the first day. However, if the Eidim do come after the time of Mincha, we're not going to say that the original Takana, which was made that if they come after that time, that we're going to make this day Rosh Hashanah and the next day Rosh Hashanah, that was uprooted by Yechon Mezakeh. No, he agrees to that. That was never revoked. That was never rescinded. That if they come after time of Mincha, will be today Rosh Hashanah and tomorrow Rosh Hashanah. It was only regarding one of the aspects of the halacha, which was that we're not going to accept their edus regarding the calculation of the days of the month, which they said that tomorrow will be day one. And even though we're celebrating today the 30th of El, which will be still the 30th of El as Rosh Hashanah, that is together with the tomorrow, which is the 31st, which is going to be the first day of Tishrei, that was where on one point regarding what is the counting, which is day one. That is something that has changed. But regarding having both days of Rosh Hashanah, that never changed. And therefore, since they're both Kaddish, therefore we view it as still as Yom Arch. It's still like one contiguous day of Rosh Hashanah. And therefore, even Rabbi Yechon Mezakeh would agree that Beish Nol Bezeh would be Asur Bezeh because it's still like one Yom Arach. It's just the difference that what he was changing was that we'll accept the Eidus, and therefore today will be day one and tomorrow will be day two, but day two will still be Kaddish. Now the Gemara concludes, as had been this discussion in the previous daf, Bama Rava, Rava said, Hilchas HaKafaseh D'Rav B'Hamitlas. Halacha follows like Rav in these three different areas, which are all talking about the halacha of Beish Shalnolda, that lekula, bein lekula, bein lechumah, whether he's going the lenient opinion, whether he's going the stringent opinion, as we had quoted, that there were three different areas where Rav said, regarding Beish and Olda, if it was from Yom Tov to Shabbos or Shabbos to Yom Tov, he said, then it's going to be Asr on the following day. Whether the 2 days of the diaspora, he said, Beish and Olda Bezeh will be Mutter Bezeh. However, regarding Rosh Hashanah, that was the discussion of this daf, did that change after the Takan of Riech Mezakeh or not? Where Rabbi said that it did, and the three other opinions were arguing on him, that regarding if it was born on the first day of Rosh Hashanah, Rav had said it's going to be Usr on the second day of Rosh Hashanah. And again, that was the discussion. Did that change? Rabbi said that, however, after the Kana Reichem Zakah, it's going to be Mutter, because you're really going back to viewing Rosh Hashanah no different for those who celebrate as 2 days than 2 days of Golias, because only based on Safek, because in Eretz Yisrael, in those who are close to Bezin, there's no reason for them to have 2 days. And then you have these opinions, as the final opinion that we just ended off by saying that no, there are 2 days of Rosh Hashanah, that halacha will still be maintained, that Beish Nol Bezeh will be Asr Bezeh.